Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning. Damn.
Well, you got it tightened up.
It's
nice and squeaky.
The wheel needs the grease. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Shout out to the Work Hard Be Good crew, especially those that have the longest commute out of anyone at their job. If you're the one that drives the farthest to get to your job and you're on the road right now, shout out to you. I am thinking about you today.
You know what? I'm going to shout out all of the people that decided to claim it early. And if you haven't, maybe we should. Let's just claim it early. Today is going to be a good day.
I like it.
And you're going to be good too. So let's go.
That's right. It's Gabe and Nina. Time for the top six of six in no particular order.
Number six.
When is Justin Bieber going to have a baby?
When?
I think the issue, there's not really an issue, but I think Hailey still has some things she wants to accomplish as a woman, and I think she just wants to, I think she just is not ready yet. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
He says he's willing to have as many as she'll have. He's ready when she's ready. So pretty much you just don't know anymore.
So the ball's in Haley's court. Meanwhile, he's like dropping hints all the time. Yeah. Oh, look at that cute baby.
I'm sure he wants a baby.
I'm sure he does.
He's done enough, got a lot of money. He's chilling. He's like, let me take on a new challenge.
And Haley's like, not yet.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, listen, I never understood what that was like when people, you know, I'll be honest. I would always look at people and be like, you got a kid. I've seen people with kids be successful and do things.
Yeah.
But then when you have a kid, me.
For sure.
You realize you don't have time for anything. Mm-hmm. You literally, I don't have time to call people back because your just hands are tied. You know what I mean? So I empathize with those out there that are not getting things done because of their children. Because listen, I get it. I'm here to tell you, I understand that.
No, it's important to really be ready because some people are like, it's cute. I'll have an accessory and a mini me and we'll have my best friend.
Be Hailey Bieber and go accomplish a couple things first before it goes through.
Number five.
Okay, I'm about to tell you about a Buddy the Elf theme hotel room, but really quick, I just wanted to give a shout out to Terry, my Uber driver. He took me to work 2 days in a row. He's just the sweetest person and has got me set in the right way. So Terry, I just wanted to say thank you for
Terry,
being a sweetheart.
If it becomes three, that's stalking. All right, brother, I just want to put that out there.
I appreciate you, Terry, and for listening. Okay. So, if you got your own car, you could take a little ride out to Michigan. I love all of the holidays-themed things, and I get really excited when they do stuff with some of my favorite movies because I'm being selfish, but there's a Buddy the Elf-themed hotel room in Michigan. It's in Rochester, Michigan, so I don't know how deep that is in, as far as road trips are concerned, but it's at the Royal Park Hotel, and so inside, they've got, like, Buddy's mailroom cocktail. They've got Buddy in the hotel room with the Christmas tree, and they've
got
candy canes, like all of his favorite things, syrup even. But it's just, you know, a way to shake things up a little bit and have a fun environment or steal the idea and do it at your own house.
Did you see how much they cost?
Yeah, $400 or $499.
That's ridiculous.
That's almost $500. That's crazy. That better be a big room. I've never paid $500 for a hotel room. Have you?
Nina, come on, me.
Your hotel tonight.
Frugabe? No. I have had staycations in Chicago, which we've talked about.
Right.
But I only go on those when I find them on Hotel Tonight and they're like
$90. That's just a move.
Let's put that out there so you guys can know. You guys have the same experience as me for $90 on Hotel Tonight.
How about you can go find yourself a cutout of Buddy the Elf and you just take it right on over to your Hotel Tonight hotel room.
That's number four.
I like that idea.
That'd be a good one. Speaking of experiences, a company, Nina, if you were concerned about whether or not you can go to a buffet anymore in 2021. Because you're saying to yourself, damn, COVID, that just sounds unsanitary.
Well, it's legit. I love buffets.
There's a company that came up with something to help you out with that.
Our patent-pending air shield is an air curtain that prevents contamination from airborne hazards entering your grill or buffet area. Have you ever walked into a wholesale store and felt a gust of wind on your way in? That's an air curtain.
An air curtain.
Oh, I thought it was just like the AC or like a little whee, the door just opened.
And it acts as an air curtain. So they're saying they're going to be placing these over buffets. I'm going to tell you right now. Like what? Is there going to be a big sign outside of buffets? This is powered by air curtain or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, we got an air curtain.
Is there a way to fact check it? Can you like take your hand and move it over the side?
That's sanitary.
Sure the air is there.
We're going to be like, ah.
Number three.
Maybe going to have to pause on those for a minute. I don't know. Okay, this story is a feel-good, and it happened in Oregon. There's a guy named Bradley Rowe. He pumps gas. So he's there. This guy rolls up. He's pumping his gas. They're small-talking, and he mentions that he needs a loan for $2,000 because he wants to buy a car. Long story short, gas is over. Conversation is over. The guy that he was putting the gas in the car to drove to the closest car dealership, wrote a check for some amount of money so that this guy, Bradley Rowe, could go there and pick out whatever car he wanted. And, like, can you imagine you're there pumping gas at your job and a representative from the car dealership shows up and is like, I'm looking for Bradley Rowe. You get to come pick out a car today.
I quit.
Oh, my God. The guy was just like, what? Is this a joke? Am I being pumped?
You know, I would have got the car because he wanted the $2,000 car. Buddy wrote a check for any car in the lot. He ended up getting the 2016 Kia Sportage.
Yeah.
I would have sold the Kia for, like, five racks. Then spent two on the car that I wanted and was having trouble getting, and then three in the Bizank, and then put a sticker on my car and wrote Kia Sportage.
So basically, it's the same thing. Either way, you're up and you win.
Number two.
I'd have been in on that. All right, number two. Okay, talk about foresight. Project Runway, a show I've never watched in my entire life. However, they had a contestant last year named COVID.
No way.
And Project One, we design stuff. And so this is what he designed. Listen.
It's COVID's luck.
Did you mind putting your mask back on?
Thank you.
I had not noticed COVID's detail, this 3D applique. I mean, it just gets better.
What do you guys think of this mask?
It's sick. Brandon said it, but you must be hot. You should probably take the mask off.
Guys.
You should see my face right now. Guys. My jaw is dropped.
Project One, we had a contestant named COVID who designed some mask themed outfit last year.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
Let that settle in real quick.
If you're COVID and you're like, did I do this?
I'd be mad that I didn't sell more masks as part of my runway thing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what's going on with
Whoa.
That? So anyway, the future's out there, guys. You just got to look for
it. Number one.
Yeah, the signs. You're always looking for signs.
Yeah.
Well, here's a sign. You could win $5,000 if you've got a strange recipe, if you bake or whatever, and maybe you've got like a little trick that makes your cookie, your cake, whatever, stand out a little bit more than the other. There are people behind Reynolds Wrap. They're holding a contest right now where you can submit your original cookie wrap recipes that use, quote, unexpected or wacky ingredient. And then you could win $5,000.
Okay.
And I thought about this. I was like, ooh, do I have one? I used to make these no pudge fudge brownies. You can get them at Trader Joe's. And then you just mix in vanilla yogurt with the powder so they're less calories.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would chop up spinach in there because I had to be that person that was trying to be Popeye. But you couldn't taste the spinach. And they were so good and they were healthy. So I don't know if that's like rocket science because I think a lot of people do that. But that made me think of that.
Well,
so
Nina,
I could try.
Sounds like you got something to submit over there.
Ben 96, aquí con Gabriel y Nina.
That's probably what would happen, right?
I always feel like it's like the good energy. All right, we're kicking off TBT right now. Throwback Trivia. It's where we give you a question about a song, a movie, and a TV show to find out how old school you are. 877-591-9696. Use the number if you know the answer to this. The song Perfect was released in 2017 and was definitely played here on B96. Recently, the red-headed singer got married and had a baby, and I can't help but think he serenades both his wife and baby with this song.
That's a good one. All right, do you know who the redhead singer is? It's a perfect time for you to call in.
I see what you did there.
877-591-9696. Come play TBT with Gabe and Nina on B96. Lulu on the South Side. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
Okay, here's a question you just heard, Lulu. The song Perfect was released in 2017. It was definitely played here on B96. Recently, the redheaded singer got married and had a baby, and I can't help but think that he serenades both his wife and his baby with this song. Who's the artist, Lulu?
Ed Sheeran.
Yes, it is.
How do you feel about him being accused of stealing all those songs?
I didn't know he stole any songs. I love him.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to play some of your old school cuts next to some Ed Sheeran jams.
See, we don't know that he stole them, Lulu. He was probably inspired and actually, didn't realize he was doing it.
Actually, we do because he got sued and he owes money to all these establishments. So
But did he really steal? We love Ed.
All right. Question number two. Here we go.
Okay, Lulu. I think it's safe to say we're all pretty familiar with award season. The Emmys were held for the first time in 1949. But they're still a Hollywood staple that air now on ABC. The Emmy Awards honor excellence in which field of entertainment?
Music.
Lulu, it's television. Oscars are movies. Emmys are television.
I can never tell the difference either. It's like tomato, tomato.
I know,
it's
all the same. Hey, that one was a little hard. My bad, right, my bad.
Question number three. Here we go.
Okay. The Lincoln Lawyer is a movie that was released in 2011 all about a lawyer that travels around in his Lincoln, played by a Texas native superstar. He talks slow like that. Not only did he star in the movie, but he also landed a gig doing commercials for Lincoln. Who's the actor?
Oh, my God. I love him, too. Oh, my God. What's his name?
All right. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. I know.
You know it.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yes. I actually do love him.
Okay. Let me see. Since we were talking about music a second ago, what was some of your favorite music growing up?
You know, I was a huge Michael Jackson fan growing up.
That's a good one.
Did you have the red jacket or did you have, like me, like a red sweater that you just put black tape on?
Yeah, pretty much. I made up my own costume.
Exactly. Me too.
You can still pull it off today, Lulu.
Lulu, have a great one, okay?
You too. Thank you.
B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. So glad you're here. I was listening to a break of ours yesterday, and I noticed that maybe sometimes I play the music too low.
Oh, we want it louder?
Like right here. This feels loud in my headphones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because usually we're like down here.
Maybe that helps us talk louder. Here we go. Now we're projecting. This is Radio 101.
Wow. Boss, why didn't you tell me to just raise up the volume so I can sound more excited? Anyway, glad you guys are here. In just a little bit, we're going to be playing a nice little fun game called, what was it? Holiday Movie or something about boobies.
Yep.
We're going to tell you the title of a movie. And you could be surprised how similar the two are. We'll be playing that in just a second. But first, I wanted to shout out every single person that is near Kenosha. So I'm talking about Zion. I'm talking about Waukegan. I'm talking about North Chicago. I'm talking about Kenosha, because I had to drive to Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday.
Yeah, Gabe had a road trip.
And I think as a Chicago, when you say to yourself, you go like this, skirt, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Why am I? But then you realize once you drive there, it's not that far.
No.
It was like just over an hour away. But I know people are out there listening to us in Kenosha. You want to know why? Because we're the only station that you can get out there. I'm just playing. Tons of food, Nina.
Okay, so what did you end up eating?
So I went to Culver's. Because if you guys should be following me at Chicago_Gabe on Instagram. I put up this video and I'm like, hey, I'm headed to Kenosha. I'm hungry. Tell me where I should go. People were putting up a bunch of stuff. Shame on you to everybody that was telling me to drink beer out there.
Oh, because he's driving.
I gotta drive back. But there was tons of places. There were like the Brat Stop people were talking about.
Ooh.
But I gotta be honest, when I was in Kenosha, I felt like I was in every other city in Chicago, suburb of Chicago. So like I felt like I was in Naperville or Arlington Heights, Mount Prospect, anything like that, because there was tons of restaurants, tons of people. It was a bustling city. And I just felt to myself, I've been playing Kenosha, Wisconsin my whole life, talking trash about them, being like, you're from where, Kenosha? Who lives in Kenosha? Well, I was up there.
Now Gabe loves Kenosha.
I saw all of you that live there. And I want to say, shout out to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you. This is exactly what I want to say. Thank you for choosing B96.
Yeah.
because in Kenosha, you're right between some of the Milwaukee stations and some of the Chicago stations. So you have a bigger selection of stations to listen to. So the reason why I wanted to specifically shout you out is because I know you're choosing to listen to us, and I wanted to say thank you for that. Everybody that's up there.
Yeah, we do appreciate you.
I do. And just know that, damn, we appreciate how long it takes you to get to Chicago. You're like, I'm going to go watch the Bulls. Damn, that's going to take me like 4 hours.
That's anyway. A commitment.
Gabe and Nina, in the morning on B96. All right, if you want to play Wake Up Wars, we need two brand new contestants, and not Star Wars. It's Wake Up Wars.
There it is.
I just want to play a different bed. Anyway, so the lines are open right now. We had Ryan in Norridge. He won 3 days in a row, got himself some breakfast. Shout out to him. Congratulations. So now it's your chance to try to get some breakfast.
Right. And like we said yesterday, still trying to holler at all my queens. We want to get a queen to sit at the top of the throne this time. 877-591-9696 for your shot at breakfast and to play Wake Up Wars. Call now.
Okay. Call now. Lines are open.
Yeah.
I just want to say something about BTS real quick.
Okay.
This is crazy.
What?
I couldn't believe this story. So there's a new BTS law that passed in South Korea.
A law?
Now, you would think if it's a BTS law, it has something to do with pop culture. It has something to do with, like, something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Nina, the oldest member of BTS was saved at the last minute from having to join the military under the country's conscription system.
Oh, yeah.
So Kim, the oldest member of the group, turns 28 on Friday. And on Tuesday, South Korea's parliament gave him an early birthday present because it could have been the end of his K-pop career, because all able-bodied South Koreans have to enlist in the military for 20 months before they turn 28.
Right.
He hasn't done it yet.
So the BTS law means that everybody in BTS doesn't have to join the military?
Basically. So they passed the revision to the country's Military Service Act. The revised law lets top K-pop stars like Mr. Kim postpone their military service until they turn 30.
Oh, wow.
Is that crazy? BTS is so big, they got the country to change their military laws.
So, but then he only has a couple more years, because when he turns 30, he has to go be in the military?
Yeah. No, well, yeah, you got to serve 20 months. Oh, my goodness.
That's
fun. Think about that when you're on your way to work right now. Okay, 877-591-9696. We need our two contestants for Wake Up Boys, all right? Call now. B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. It is time for the baby daddy check-in. Your first dad joke.
Let's do it.
Man, you got to hand it to short people.
Why?
Because they can't reach it.
Shout out to all your short friends. They're so cute.
Shout out to you. What's short anyway? So subjective anyway. The baby daddy check-in is this, and I am so happy to say this.
Uh-huh.
We found out yesterday that my baby has a favorite.
Oh, between you and Nicole?
And it's not me.
Oh.
I'm upset. I'm upset to the millionth degree. I got home. I went to Kenosha yesterday. So yeah. I get home like at 3 o'clock. Didn't have an opportunity to catch no naps with my baby. I get the baby in my hand thinking, oh, this little girl's going to love me, miss me. Boppy, where you been?
Yeah.
I pick this little girl. First thing she does is try to like jump out of my hands. Get back to her mom. And for the first time ever, it was like a moment where she was able, she like willingly chose where to go.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't choose me.
Was she hungry?
It was the first time. No.
Aww.
She was just like,
What did you do?
Just stared at her. Just disappointed.
Yeah.
I know it sounded like I was excited in the beginning, but I gotta be honest, it was a low moment for me.
Yeah.
And then Nicole, being the sweetheart that she is,
mm-hmm.
she's like, babe, don't be so down. I feed her every day. I'm her source of food.
Right.
She just, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, but I cuddle her every day. I love her.
She loves you too.
What am I supposed to do?
I mean, she loves you too.
Whatever.
She's going to cuddle you today. Just watch. You're not going to be in Kenosha. She was just mad that you weren't home after the show.
I read that it ebbs and flows. So some days, maybe some months, she might love me. Who knows?
I still do that with my parents. Come on.
Anyway. So because of that, Nina.
Yeah?
I stayed up all night wondering where the sun went.
Oh, so sad. Where'd it go?
And then it dawned on me. I love when I incorporate the jokes into the... Anyway.
It's like magic.
All right. Guys, coming up right after Ariana Grande, it is time for Wake Up Wars with two brand new contestants.
That's right. Who will take the victory today? We're going to find out next with Wake Up Wars on B96.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
It's time. Two brand new contestants to kick off today's Wake Up Wars, and I'm just going to do it. I'm going to welcome our future queen, Stephanie in Romeoville.
I like that.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
She knows how this game goes. All right, her contestant trying to win the breakfast is Brian in Homewood. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Brian, we're going to let them do the honors.
Okay, great. Stephanie, would you like to go first today, or is Brian going to go first?
I'll go first.
Brian, hang on a second, okay?
Okay.
Stephanie, you are going to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and the Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right today will win, and it takes three in a row to get you breakfast. When it comes to getting ready, some women choose to sit at a piece of furniture that's a table with a mirror attached. It typically has drawers and maybe even lights to make the getting ready process easier. What is this piece of furniture called?
A vanity.
Next question. Former Chicago Bull Derrick Rose endorses this shoe brand. You know, the one whose slogan is all in. What is the name of the shoe brand?
Adidas?
Okay, Stephanie, I said queen.
I was going to say, what shoe brand has the acronym All Day I Dream About Sex? But then I thought that was just a little inappropriate.
I love that one. Of course I do. Okay, here's your Chicagoland question, Stephanie. It's Ville Week on the show. So we're going to tell you about a verb with the word Ville in it, and you just have to tell us which one it is.
Okay.
This northern verb is just 5 miles off Lake Michigan. Very patriotic name, but no green statue of a woman holding a torch here. It starts with an L. What ville are you in?
Oh my God. Lakeville? I don't know.
Damn. Oh, I hope that's not that's probably going to make the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
I feel like he might get two right. All right, hang on one second, Stephanie. We'll see how he does. Brian, so Stephanie in Romeoville did pretty good. She got two questions correct today.
Okay.
All right, so here's your first female-centered question. When it comes to getting ready, some women choose to sit at a piece of furniture that is a table with a mirror attached. It typically has drawers and maybe even lights to make the getting ready process even easier. What is this piece of furniture called?
Ooh, shoot.
All right, question number two, here we go. Former Chicago Bull Derrick Rose endorses this shoe brand. You know, the one whose slogan is all in. What is the name of the shoe brand?
Oh, Adidas.
For the tie, Brian. It's Ville Week on the show, so we're going to tell you about a verb with the word Ville in it, and you're just going to tell us which one it is, all right?
Okay.
This northern verb is just 5 miles off of Lake Michigan. Very patriotic name, but no green statue of a woman holding a torch here. It starts with an L. What ville are you in?
Libertyville.
Oh, Brian got the tie.
We are psychic, Brian. We knew you were going to get two right and tie this thing up, all right? Hang on one second. You made it to the tiebreaker tune.
All right, Stephanie, we are at the tiebreaker tune because Brian also got two questions correct. So what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you the name of a song, and you just have to tell us how long it is. Whoever gets the closest to it will get the victory today. Your song, Stephanie, is a throwback. It's NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. How long is that song?
I want to go with 4 minutes.
Okay.
All right, hang on one second, Stephanie. Brian Homewood, do you know how the tiebreaker tune works?
Yep.
All right, so your song is by NSYNC, and it is called Bye Bye Bye. Think back to you doing your routine in your mom's living room, and how long is that song?
I'm going to go 3 minutes and 38 seconds.
Okay, Nina?
So Stephanie guessed 4 minutes on the dot. Brian said 3:38. The answer is 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Ooh, Brian.
Great job, Brian.
The okie doke, the old song with the new length. All right.
Great job, you guys.
The answer to the question is number one. The piece of furniture that you get ready at is a vanity.
The second one, you guys both got correct. It is Adidas.
And the ville that doesn't have the Statue of Liberty in it is Libertyville.
Oh my gosh.
I know. That's what I was trying to. Anyway, Stephanie, thanks so much for playing. We appreciate you hanging out with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. Great job, Brian.
Aww. You're still great, Stephanie.
She is still.
Brian, not only do you get to go on to win breakfast if you can win two more victories, but today you also just got hooked up with the Santa Experience.
What's that, Nina?
Isn't this exciting? You get to embark on a virtual magical elf-guided journey through the North Pole, and you even get to enjoy a video call with Santa himself.
Wow.
Bet you never had that before, huh?
I know, but I bet you dreamed about it.
A little one-on-one with the old Saint Nick?
Santa, I swear I've been good. What you thought you saw wasn't that.
I didn't mean to cheat on my ex. I just...
It didn't happen. I didn't lie.
All right, so make sure you're here tomorrow to try to stop him from winning that breakfast and get your shot at an opportunity to hang out with Santa Claus himself, okay?
Yes.
Just a couple reminders. At 7:30, Nina has an update with her secret admirer situation.
I do.
A silly one. We'll be doing that at 7:30. But right now, we need someone to come on the radio, be our third co-host, and take part in Does Chicago Care?
Mm-hmm.
That's where Nina gives you a couple pop culture stories, and then we decide together whether Chicago cares or not. Come be on the radio with us. 877-591-9696.
There it is. That's the one we want.
I'm like, I don't want you yet, Justin Bieber.
Here we go.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are a city full of haters. So that's why when we give you the pop culture, we ask, does Chicago care?
Right. Like this one, your favorite B96 artist that wants to join you in your bedroom via his scent is Drake. Drake is selling a candle that smells like him. He's actually releasing a new line of scented candles that are selling for $48 each, except for the one that smells like him. That one's going to be $80.
Are you serious?
And if you're curious what that smells like, it will be featuring notes of musk, ambers, cashmere, suede, and velvet.
Sure sounds like a Drake mixtape to me. let me tell you this. Okay, I'm trying to think about this. I'm thinking back in the day, everybody had a cologne.
Yeah.
And now what? 2020, we just need to be saging our rooms and our houses with Drake?
I kind of like the idea. I have zero problems lighting that candle. I'm just...
Yes, you do. You would never buy an $80 candle.
I have bought an $80 candle.
No way.
But it wasn't scented like Drake. It's that one place where you go...
What was it scented like?
Shoot, what is the store? I can't think of it right now. It's like...
Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
No, Anthropology. Okay. Anthropology has these amazing, huge candles that have... I did it one time. It lasted forever.
Does Chicago care...
Great question.
...that Drake has a candle?
I think some of Chicago cares.
Okay.
Low key.
7% of Chicago just texted me and said, we care. The other 93 are like, boy, if you don't get your $80 candle up out of here. All right, what's next, Nina?
All right, cuffing season is in full swing. Selena Gomez has recently been linked to Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat. They've been seen out and about a couple different times, and now that's maybe a thing. Does Chicago care?
Okay. If you know me personally, you know I can't stand Jimmy Butler.
I didn't know that.
On a personal level.
Okay.
I just remember him being backstage at some B96 shows.
Okay.
And being super cool, super down to earth. I thought we would look like could be besties on that level. And then as he's grown and matured in his own way, it's just a little different than a Chicagoan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Chicagoans see that. So I think, do they care? They're like, they care more about Selena. And they're like, Selena, please don't do it.
Please don't get played by an athlete, please, Selena. Please.
All right. So Chicago does care, I guess, a little bit.
A little bit. Okay. Last one. McDonald's is letting you trade your beard, fellas, for a free McRib. Your beard. So, you know, there was no shave November or whatever.
Oh, all Wicker Park just called me, said they care. No, it's fine.
They're holding a new contest right now where they're going to give a free McRib to every person. To the first 10,000 men who post a selfie of themselves clean shaven on Twitter. But the deadline is today, so if you want to do it and you got a fresh baby face, post it.
Telephone's on shaking his head no, but I'm going to disagree and say absolutely the entire city of Chicago cares about this.
Why?
For multiple reasons. One, Chicago loves the big McRib.
Really?
It was like a Michael Jordan thing.
Okay.
It was like that they were partnering together. So that's like a Chicago thing. McDonald's is based in Chicago. People love that. They mess with that. And then beards. I mean, I feel like that's just a Chicago jam.
Oh, there's a lot of girls crying all over the place, though, with these shaven beards. So think about that. What's more important to you?
I don't think Slavi going to get his McRib. All right. When we come back, guys, Nina has an update on another sloppy situation.
I do.
With her secret admirer. What is the update? We'll find out. At 7:33, don't go anywhere. It's B96.
Gabe and Nina on B96. Happy Wednesday. Happy Secret Admirer Wednesday, if that's a thing.
I mean, how do you feel about having a secret admirer, first of all?
Well, first of all, I thought it was over yesterday. And then I have a new thing that happened today. So if you missed it, yesterday I was explaining how I came home from the gym and I found this little white rose propped up against my door. Then yesterday, I go for a walk, head to the grocery store. I come home, I'm carrying my bags. And now I see a pair of gloves.
Like somebody dropped a pair of gloves?
But they were new gloves. They still had the little thingy in them, like the ones that hang up.
Did it come with a bow? Did it come with a note?
It didn't come with a bow. It just had an XO on the thing, you know, the tag where it has the scanner on it.
It just had
an XO right there and the gloves put there.
I think I've got to be honest with you. This is just as your friend. I think this is it's come to the point where you need to talk to security.
And just see what the heck is going on.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem cute anymore.
Right. The flower was cute. I think it's still cute. I mean, I can use gloves. That's what I was going to say. I think I'm just more weirded out by the fact that I have absolutely like zero clue what's going on right now. I still feel like I'm being pranked.
Okay, I can't say it enough. I really do genuinely think you need to talk to the building security and be like, hey, something's going on. I don't know what this is. Is there a way you can look at some cameras? Is there a way? No, I'm being serious.
Okay.
Because you just don't know. It could be a bad situation.
I know. What if it's like
and you? Then you haven't even made any phone calls.
I know. I haven't.
Have you called your mom and told her about it yet?
I didn't think to call my mom.
Okay. Here, we need to call a couple people. Well, because I think the reality is this.
Okay. No, I'm down. Right. We're going to investigate it. I feel weird. Okay, let's do it.
You should feel good about finding who this damn stalker is.
I thought it was a secret admirer. Now it's a stalker? Okay.
What's the opposite of a secret admirer? in your face. I don't know.
Of course this is what
creeper
happens.
I don't know.
This is what's happening.
Okay. So you're okay with calling a couple people?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to try to find out who this is. Don't go anywhere. Right after Ariana, we're going to make a couple phone calls, guys. Ariana Grande with Positions right here on B96. And Nina's in an uncomfortable one. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than this. So during the song, I told Nina, I said, hey, I need you to write down a list of 5 people that you think it could be.
Okay.
So that way we can like just rattle these names off, call them off. See, is this you? Try to figure out some stuff. So of this list, this is interesting. I'm going to pick the first one. Okay. Who's this person right here?
That's Krista. Oh, so that's my friend Krista. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. This is the number right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on.
Hi, Neens. What's going on?
How much do you love me?
I love you a lot. What do you need? What do you want?
No, I don't need anything. I was just wondering if you'd been by my building or in my neighborhood anytime recently and didn't tell me.
No. Like in the West Loop?
Yeah. Have you gone shopping for gloves recently?
Have I gone shopping for gloves?
Yeah.
Like mittens?
Like gloves, the things that you put on your hands to keep you warm.
When it's cold outside? No. I have a bunch left over from last year. Why?
No, I was just wondering, you know. Just was thinking about you and was curious if you bought any gloves recently.
Nina, what is going on?
What about, like, roses?
Have I bought any roses or received any roses?
Bought any roses?
No, I haven't. Am I supposed to?
You haven't bought me any gifts lately.
No, I haven't. I bought you a bottle of wine last week, but no, not anything lately.
Fine. You're no help. Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
No, love you too. Bye. That's so random. Bye.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is not Krista. I can tell you that right now. Okay, this is an interesting list. Nina, I can't believe you put your friend on there. Okay, hold on, let's see.
Well, because I've been with her the most. I feel like I'm playing Sherlock Holmes right now.
All right,
okay?
Your mom is on this list. Can we call your mom?
Yeah, we can call my mom.
What's up?
Have you been thinking about me?
Well, yeah, I always think about you.
Have you gone shopping at all? Done any of your Christmas shopping and stuff?
Not really. I mean, just a little bit, couple things.
I was just wondering if you've gone shopping. Have you seen any deals on gloves or anything?
On gloves? No.
Oh, it's okay, Mom. I was just wondering if you'd already thought about it. Do you like white roses better or do you like red roses?
What are you doing? You're playing a game.
I'm not playing a game. I'm just asking you real questions.
White roses or what?
Or red roses. Like, what do you think it means if you get a white rose? Does that have a meaning?
Yeah, peace. Peacefulness in the relationship and calmness.
I thought that was about purity.
Well, I mean, it can be, yeah, if you're a bride, like the white for the wedding dress.
Hmm.
I don't think we need to worry about that yet. I was just wondering. Okay, I'll call you later.
All right, bye.
Okay, love you.
Bye. Okay. This is weird, bro. I don't know if we're going to find the person.
I don't think she knows what I'm talking about either.
Okay. Okay, there's one more person. Okay, these people I'm going to eliminate. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's not these people. Right? Okay. Co-workers.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, but there's one person on this list that I think it could be.
Okay.
We have to play a song because that's how this thing works.
Right.
Pop Smoke, What You Know About Love. But when we come back, that's what we're going to be asking this last person. Mm-hmm. Who is it and what will their response be? We'll find out. 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. B96, Chicago's new hit music. That's Pop Smoke, What You Know About Love. Rest in peace. And what Nina knows about love is that somebody loves her. She got a secret admirer.
This is like the weirdest thing that's ever happened, but also kind of cute. So
I'm surprised you don't say creepy.
Well, because I think I'm flattered. In a way, it's creepy because I don't know how you got into my building, but I think the flattery is a bigger feeling I feel than creeps.
I guess it's because you don't know who it is. That's the part that I see where I'm like, you know, some guy liked you and then, you know, all of a sudden he left you a white rose. You'd be like, oh my God, Brian, oh my God.
Right.
But it's like, oh my God, a white rose. And it's like, oh, some gloves. And like, who the hell is sending me this? Well, we know it's not your mom or your best friend, Krista.
Yeah, we know that. I feel like I'm living out my own, like, version of The Bachelorette. But yeah.
Okay. And then I eliminated two people on this list because they're coworkers, and I can't imagine that they'd.
Are you sure Telephone Tone?
Telephone Tone, you're on this list, Telephone Tone. He's like, my girl killed me. All right. What about the. Okay, we're going to try this last one. This guy's somebody in your building.
Yeah.
He's like a security guard or something like that?
He's one of the managers in the building.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me get his number.
So 773-888-23.
Hello.
Hi, Roberto.
Hey, what's up, Nina?
I was just wondering if you have heard about anything weird happening in the building.
No.
Like, nobody has been getting, like, anything left outside their door?
Just packages. Just, like, if someone's not home, you know, we do a courtesy. We leave them in front of their apartment if they request.
Okay. So, like, nothing outside of packages?
No.
So, like, no gloves or anything like that have been just, like, left around?
No, not to my knowledge.
Nobody's reported gloves missing?
No.
Okay. So, I guess you have no idea about what I'm talking about.
No, I'm really confused.
Roberto, I'm so sorry. That helps out. That helps out a ton. Okay, thanks, Roberto. I'll see you later.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Oh, man, Nina. Who's left, bro? Who's left? The Instacart guy? Who's left?
I don't know. Actually, one time they did know who I was when I got my Instacart. It's real. He took a selfie with me in the hallway.
Well, I don't see his name on this list. All right.
I don't know.
I'm going to sign you up for some train combat.
Bodyguard.
All right, guys. I send Nina love at Nina on the air. All right. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Happy Wednesday, you guys.
He's Detective Gabe. She's Detective Nina. Together, they are the Lie Detectors on B96.
Wee-oo. I think this is the sound we like to make when our lie detectors go off. Because this is about that time when we welcome somebody to the show who thinks that somebody's lying to them. And that somebody today is Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
All right, Lucy, well, who do you think is lying to you?
My fiancé, as of Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh, that's really fast to start lying.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay. It was very sweet. It was romantic. But I think that the ring that he proposed to me with is a recycled ring from his ex-girlfriend that he almost married.
did you say anything to him at the time of the proposal, or this is just a hunch you have?
I didn't say anything, but, you know, I am quite the online sleuth.
Pictures, some old memories, maybe a throwback Thursday.
It looks familiar.
Obviously, you love the guy. You accepted his proposal. Let's say this was a ring from his ex. How would that affect you and your relationship?
I mean, I don't know if it's an end game per se, but I'm not happy about it because it's like I want him to have you know, purchased a ring specifically for me. And,
Lucy,
and
this makes sense to me. Nina, how would you feel if, let's say you found out, let's go to the finish line. Let's say you found out that it was somebody else's ring. How would you feel?
I feel like I would need to take it off my finger immediately. Okay. I don't know why. You just feel like there's bad juju on it. So maybe.
So you just want a new one.
You just want a new one.
You don't want to ruin the relationship and break up with this guy.
No.
He just made a bad choice.
Because the ring's got history with it. I don't want that history. You want to start over.
Rings are expensive.
But couldn't you, like, I don't know, do something else with it?
What is he going to do? Do, like, a DIY project with it or something like that?
Maybe.
And that's if it's somebody else's, because we don't know that.
Okay, maybe it's just similar.
Okay. If we find out that it's not his ex's ring, I don't know, do you owe him a diamond or something? Like, what's the...
Well, I mean, he knows I have some trust issues, so okay. Hopefully he would be flexible, but I don't know. I think I'm onto something.
There could be no worse feeling than realizing you're wearing the ring that was meant for another woman. I could only imagine.
I feel great.
Okay, well, listen, the cool thing is this, Lucy. We actually have come up with a plan on how to catch him up in a lie. Now, you said that he has insurance, right?
Yes.
Well, Nina, we got to insure the ring, right?
Of course.
All right, guys. When we come back 3 minutes from right now, we are going to find out if the ring belongs to someone else. Don't go anywhere. Lie Detectors is next on B96. B96, we are back. It's Gabe and Nina, and it is Lie Detectors Part 2. We got Lucy on the line who thinks that what should have been an exciting moment where she got engaged could be a negative one because the ring she got may belong to his ex. Lucy, sit back, relax. Let's see if we can catch up Joe in a lie, okay?
Great. Hello.
Yes, I'm looking for Joe.
Yeah, this is Joe.
Joe, good morning. This is Wilson calling from insurance. How you doing today?
I'm fine. Is everything all right?
Yeah. This is actually just a courtesy call. We know you've been a client of ours for quite some time, and we're just, you know, around the holidays, people usually purchase new things. We're just calling to check in, see if anything needs updating, if you're okay with your auto insurance, your renter's insurance. Yeah.
My auto and everything seems good.
Good. We actually have a special right now that if you purchasing a home or maybe a motorcycle, anything else you want to insure, we're giving a bundle discount of 25%.
No, I don't have a motorcycle or anything like that.
Fair enough. We're just doing a complimentary call.
Do you insure jewelry by chance?
Absolutely. It's an extension of our renter's insurance. Is there something you were interested in looking to insure?
Yes, I have an engagement ring.
We insure those often. The last thing you'd want is for some robbery to take place and you not have the value replaced. Now, let me just get a little bit of information about the ring before we put it into the system. What would you say is the estimated appraised value?
I think it was around $2,500.
Okay, and then purchase date?
The specific date?
Well, you can give me month and year. Month and year is fine.
I think like 4.5 years ago.
Okay, seems
October
like
October 2016, wow. I think.
Looks like you knew about this one for quite some time, buying the engagement ring and having it for that long.
Yeah, 2016, Joe.
What? Hello?
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Joe, good morning. This is your nightmare. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96.
Hi, Joe.
We are not from your insurance agency, unfortunately. But you might need to take out a life insurance after this one, buddy.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Joe, it's Lucy, your fiance, you know, not Jessica from 2016.
Joe.
What is up with the ring?
Joe, she told us that on Thursday you guys got engaged, but she was a bit concerned because she was worried that the engagement ring might belong to your ex. And from what you just told us.
No, it never belonged to her.
Did you give it to her?
We talked about it, but no.
Okay, but you purchased it
for someone else, though. You don't find anything wrong with that?
It's a very nice ring, and my ex never wore it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It just it hurts my heart, Joe, because, like,
It hurts your heart?
Yeah, because I want to know that the ring on my finger is the commitment to our relationship is, like, it's something that you thought about me for, not about someone else. It's just, like, it just feels heavy on my hand. Like, I just took it off right now because I don't trust it.
Joe, do you understand, though? Do you understand the reason why she's having a hard time with this? You bought it for somebody else, or not she wore it or not.
I can understand it feeling a little awkward. I can't understand it feeling like a betrayal or whatever she's got implying.
Okay, let me ask you this, then. Why do you feel like it's not a big deal?
Because it's a very nice ring. And just because the purchase of it, I mean, it was never given to that other person. I do feel bad, but I think she's blown it out of proportion a little bit, too.
But, like, you're talking about me blowing my emotions out of proportion, and I just don't think that that's fair. I mean, the whole thing that we've talked about, this, like, marriage is supposed to be, like, it's all symbolism. The ring is symbolism.
This is crazy, Nina. I feel like, you know, Lucy seems like a very calm, beautiful young lady who is not going crazy right now. And I feel like Joe is just like this dude that's like, yeah, I had this ring. I'm getting married and I gave it to this girl now.
Right. Like he didn't want it to go to waste. But maybe there's still a solution here. Like what if Joe actually did? Maybe he should have done it ahead of time. Yeah. If you trade it in, you sell it, you can do that and use that money to get a new ring.
I mean, that's kind of ridiculous to me. I'm not doing that. I'm not trading in a perfectly good ring for lesser value to get a new one.
Okay, well, you know, then you can save it for the next person because I won't be wearing it.
Okay, no, you two. Hang on one second, you two.
Is it really that difficult to just switch the ring?
I mean, he's I don't want to poo-poo on his side, but he's making a point. He's like, I bought a ring. I didn't give it to her, so I have it. Why won't you accept it? Well, we're going to get married. It has nothing to do with this ring. I did what?
Would you have accepted it? If you put yourself in her place for a second, I know it's hard to do, Gabe, but like, would you accept a ring that was from somebody else? If Nicole was like, here, I was going to give this to somebody else.
Does Nicole want to die today? Like, what's so funny is I was going to save my answer. All right, when we come back, I'll tell you what I was going to say.
Right.
But I got so heated in that moment. I thought to myself, do you want to die today? And I had said it out loud. Okay, listen, let's ask you guys that question.
Yeah.
There has to be at least one or two people that are out there that are like, you know what? I wouldn't care who the ring came from because we're together right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to talk to you guys. All right. 877-591-9696. Or are you this other type that's like, boy, you better burn that ring.
I just don't know why you can't just exchange it. 877-591-9696. Call it.
I mean, that's kind of ridiculous to me. I'm not doing that. I'm not trading in a perfectly good ring for lesser value to get a new one.
Okay, well, you know, then you can save it for the next person because I won't be wearing it.
Sandra in Norwich, you just heard what happened on Lie Detectors. What do you think about it?
I kind of agree with the argument that you don't want to lose the value in the ring. I don't know. I wouldn't really care, but that's just me.
Okay, yeah. No, Sandra, I want to hear this thought process because even
Nina wouldn't.
I'm really confused. Like, what if he could exchange it and you don't lose any value? You get
Yeah, well, that's a lot of what ifs. All right.
So you would feel comfortable, Sandra, wearing a ring that was originally intended for a different person.
Totally. Yeah. Okay. As long as it was, you know, something I liked. If it was something kind of ugly,
that's funny. If it's oval, I'm out. But if it's pear shaped, I'm there. Thanks for the call, Sandra. I appreciate it. I mean, Nina, it's tough, right? I mean, you're talking about value and things of that nature.
Of course. Jennifer in Arlington Heights. When you hear us talking about this value, would you be comfortable wearing that ring?
I think it goes beyond that. I think Joe's dodging a bullet if he takes that ring back at this time and politely takes back his proposal.
Oh, you think he should take back his proposal?
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, she already said she has trust issues, and I'm not...
So you're seeing it a whole different level.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This drama is going to continue for a while. Hey, you know what? This is a great point. Thanks for the call, Jennifer, because sometimes you got to look at compatibility. Mm-hmm. And when you're looking at Joe, if you were just listening to that thing, he sounded like a jerk and dry and like a guy that doesn't have a lot of emotions. And if she has trust issues, that's just not going to work because he's not going to be empathetic towards her trust issues.
Well, neither one of them were bending in that moment when they were both obviously feeling a certain kind of way.
Caitlin, Joliet, glad you're here. What's up, girl?
Hi. So while I'm totally on her side, I do have a story because this happened to my mother, actually.
Oh, wow.
She was proposed to and she had the ring on and she wore it for quite a few months and then it didn't end up working out. So she gave it back and he used it for his next wife.
Okay, hold on. This is great because I have my first question is, did your mom tell the new wife that was her old ring?
So actually, they had a conversation, him and my mom first, about it. And then she was like, okay, we should tell the new wife that this was my ring before. And she was like, oh, I don't care. That's fine.
And I was like,
wait.
So he told the new girl and the new girl was okay with it.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
I'm so confused by that.
I love this.
I mean, I don't know if that's my own personal insecurities or something that's coming out, but I would not feel comfortable wearing a ring that's intended for somebody else.
Okay, I will say this. Shout out to her mom and her old fiance.
Yeah.
Because, that's the way to do it.
That's healthy.
That's a healthy way to do it. Go talk to some people. Hey, I'm about to give this ring that I gave you to somebody else. Is that cool? And she's like, yeah, it's cool, but you should probably tell her. You know what? Yeah, I am going to tell her. I tell her, and she's like, hey, you know what? It's all good.
Yeah.
And then he's like, do y'all want to move in together? Or is everything cool for you?
Thank you so much for your call, Caitlin.
Hey, man. To each his own, I guess. But let me tell you something. You try to come at me with that ring, you're going to die today.
Okay, the question you probably ask yourself every day. When is it okay to chase somebody?
If I'm late for work, I always chase that bus, Nina.
I'm about to tell you in just a second with Nina at 9:30 on B96. It's all brought to you by Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar. This is the gem for your journey. Now, when it comes to dating and romance, when you're chasing somebody, the only time it's okay to do it... Wait, I guess that didn't make sense. When it's okay
Nina
to chase
at
930, somebody...
gem for your journey, brought to you by Pepsi Zero Sugar. More flavor for your palate.
Wait, first I was going to give you funny and then tell you. So I was going to say, the only time it's okay to chase somebody is if they stole your purse or if your mom is held captive.
Good one.
That's when you go chase somebody. Okay, I actually really feel for this girl. I got this message last week. And she was telling me that she thought she had met the one. The hardest part about all of this is she started dating the guy right before the pandemic hit in quarantine. So they had gone on 3 dates. It was super special. And then they haven't seen each other since. The message was just, what do? I missed him. I've been messaging him and he always writes back and he's always so nice. I really feel like he's it. And it's easy for me because I'm on the outside to see okay, he knows what your intentions are. He is not calling you himself. He's not doing it first. He's not FaceTiming you or trying to see you. It's a pandemic. If he was the one, he's going to check on you. So I'm just saying in these moments, once you know you've put it out there and it's easy to get caught up in the last person that made you feel good and then you just keep playing it over and over in your head. But take that time and focus on yourself. And I really, really mean that. And you've probably heard it a million times, but I'm so passionate about this because I probably spent way too much time chasing and trying to make somebody love me that just wasn't going to. And really, I could have just been spending that time loving myself.
Yeah, I mean, it's easier said than done. I think we've all been in that situation and we continue to, I don't know, make the same mistake. But I guess the one thing that I say to myself in those kinds of situations that helps me is... is this the kind of person that I want to marry?
Right.
Is this what, more specifically, is this what I want my love story to be?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what I want my love story to be? In 10 years, when you're sitting around a table, do you want to say, I used to reach out to him all the time. He never hit me back, but I stalked him down.
Mm-hmm. Made him do it.
Or we started dating. We hit it off and it's been great ever since. So again, what do you want your love story to be? If that's what you want it to be, then continue to go ahead and follow that path. But I know you don't. So don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just don't waste that time because it goes by faster than you know. And you're like, oh, shoot. What was I doing the last 2 years?
Chasing.
Yeah. Don't do it unless they stole your purse. Weekdays at 9:30.
I got your mother.
Yeah. I've got your mother. Giving you that gem for the journey on B96. How was that? Did you like it?
I loved it.
Were you mad, sad, or laughing?
I'm listening back to it. I'm thinking to myself, what? Why did I say that one thing? Well, either way, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Continue to listen to them because we're going to keep putting them up there. All right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.